Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. My personal story about reclaiming assets from my past. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. During my senior year of college, I won the National College Queen Pageant. It was a pageant based on finding a student who was well-rounded academically, civically, and socially. I was the first African-American winner. I was awarded a 1969 Firebird, a $5,000 wardrobe, and 100 shares of Corn Products International stock, furnished by the pageant sponsor, Best Foods. Fast forward, because the College Queen experience was yet another representation of the rearview mirror cycle that I talk about when trying to figure out your money and your financial foundation. The rearview mirror cycle is, here is where you are, here is where you have been, and here is where you're heading. The year after I became College Queen, while serving my term and fulfilling pageant duties, I pursued and completed my master's degree at Columbia University's Graduate School of Journalism. My major professor was the legendary Fred Friendly, the man credited with producing the television shows featuring Edward R. Murrow, the journalist who dared to uphold freedom of thought during the time of McCarthyism. Yes, sometimes the hustle and bustle of life can eclipse past memories. I lost track of the 100 shares of Corn Products International stock, but it turned out to be a blessing. Once found, this was truly a significant windfall. For 20-somethings, I hope relating this story demonstrates that no matter your diligence, over the years it's easy to forget valuable items contained within what becomes your personal portfolio. I did, so can you. As a result of my unclaimed property search, I found financial assets and revisited priceless, although painful, emotional memories. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.